Romans chapter 3. What advantage then is there in being a Jew? Or what benefit is there to circumcision? Much in every way. Indeed, above all else, they were entrusted with the messages of God. Now what if some did not believe? Their unbelief will not nullify God's faithfulness, will it? Absolutely not. God must be true, even though everyone is found to be a liar, just as it is written, so that you would be justified whenever you speak and win the case when you judge. Now, if our unrighteousness demonstrates God's righteousness, what shall we say? God is not unjust in bringing his wrath on us, is he? I am speaking from a human point of view. Absolutely not. If that were so, how could God judge the world? For example, someone might say, if by my lie the truth of God increases all the more to his glory, why am I still being judged as a sinner? And why not say, as some slanderously claim we say, let us do evil so that good may result? Their condemnation is deserved. What then? Are we any better off? No, not at all. In fact, we have already made the charge that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin. Just as it is written, there is no one who is righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who searches for God. They all turned away. Together they became useless. There is no one who does what is good. There is not even one. Their throat is an open grave. They kept deceiving with their tongues. The poison of asps is on their lips. Their mouth is filled with cursing and bitterness. Their feet are quick to shed blood. They leave a trail of destruction and suffering wherever they go. The way of peace they did not know. There is no fear of God in front of their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says is addressed to those who are under the law, so that every mouth will be silenced and the whole world will be subject to God's judgment. For this reason, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by works of the law. For through the law, we become aware of sin. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.